Well, it's the beginning of the church's year. This is the first Sunday of Advent, where we prepare for Christmas. It's a time of waiting upon the Lord, a time of expectant faith, a time of joyful longing for his coming, because he surely will come at Christmas time. And in the second part of Advent, we tend to focus upon that event, the imminence of the celebration of God becoming a human being, one of us. But in the first part of Advent, we tend to lift our gaze to the second coming of the Lord, as we heard in the Gospel today, when he will come again. Not this time as the sacrificial lamb for the slaughter, not this time as a child born in a stable, but as the mighty King of all, who come on the clouds of heaven to judge the living and the dead. But the readings assure us that we are not to be afraid of this reality. We cannot know the time or the day, but we need always to be ready and expectant in our hearts that our liberation is near at hand, that our Redeemer will surely come to complete his work in us and in the church and ultimately in the transformation of the world. This is something we long for, something we live for. We're waiting upon him. And his coming will be sudden and unexpected. You know, if the household had known what time the burglar was going to come, it would have kept the doors locked. But you see, a complacency, not awake, not waiting expectantly, awake to the possibility of his coming at any time. We're meant to be ready, to have our hearts engaged towards him and for the sake of his kingdom. Of course, this joyful expectancy is something that we need to have always for any coming of the Lord, because there are many comings of God in our lives. And one of the most beautiful comings that I've experienced, and many of you too, is in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that we experienced in this great gift of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We're in the middle of a Holy Spirit seminar, are we not? And to be expectant of the coming of the Lord and waiting upon him, and eager for his new visitation upon us. I shared last week how I was in the Holy Land, and I have more to share. Because the reason I went to the Holy Land is because the good people of the Charismatic Renewal had put together a journey for me that didn't cost me anything, but just a lot of jet lag, to go to Bethlehem. And in Bethlehem, there was a prophetic consultation. If you don't know what that is, I didn't either. But what that is that we came, leaders from all around the world in the Charismatic Renewal were invited to come. And there were people representing 40 different countries. And we gathered in Bethlehem to ask the Lord, after 45 years of charismatic renewal in the Catholic Church, what's next? Where do we go from here? What are you asking of us, Lord? So we came with expectant hearts. We came waiting and listening to God. And there were many beautiful moments during that time that we had together. I just wanted to share one in particular. In the second last day of our being together, the whole afternoon had been set aside for really just crying out to God for what he is going to say to us We're going to have this extended time of praise and listening and prophetic word and that sort of thing. But just before we were to begin, all the lights went out. And when the lights went out in this particular building, it meant you couldn't see anything, even though it was still daytime. And so we had no way of going ahead, it seemed. And the music couldn't be played and all that sort of thing. We thought, oh, what's going to happen? We'll just have to pack up and go. But then there was a moment which was given by God. Paddy Gallagher Mansfield, who was one of the first to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit at Duquesne University in 1967, in that room where they were drawn to and they opened their lives to God and they had a sovereign anointing of the Spirit. She was there. And she got up in the middle of this darkness and she said, I think the Lord is going to do something here. She said, I remember that Duquesne weekend when the Holy Spirit, the new Pentecost, first came upon us. She said, in the house where we were, the water system failed. There was no water. And they went to the guy in charge of the house and said, look, what are you going to do? There's no water. We can't keep this weekend going. And he said, well, I don't know. You'll have to fix it yourselves. And then what happened, of course, is the Holy Spirit came and drew them into the room upstairs in the chapel, and they experienced this great anointing of the Spirit. And with that, the water came on. And so she shared this and she said, maybe at this pivotal moment in the renewal, we are experiencing a similar thing. Now it's not the water going off, but it's the lights going off. So let's cry out to God with the same expectant faith as we had on that first weekend. And let's ask him to pour out his Spirit upon us and make his presence known in our midst. So we did. We just let loose in praise of God in expectant faith. And as we went on for a good half hour or so, one of the brothers was inspired to sort of take down the crucifix, which was a big cross like this one, from the wall, and held it up in the middle. And we're continuing to praise the Lord with the crucifix now. It seemed to sort of galvanize our attention even more. And then someone had an inspired word. He came forward, just took the microphone and said, we have no light. We are in darkness. But let us turn to Jesus crucified. And as he made that gesture, the lights came on. And it was a powerful symbol to us all that God was speaking, that he was responding to our cry. And so we continued to praise the Lord, and the Spirit fell quite powerfully. And we were all going before the crucifix and just giving our lives again to Jesus in surrendered hearts to him. And we saw that God was speaking to us, that yes, it is impossible to bring about change. And maybe our hearts have grown cold. And maybe we've become business as usual, like those people there before the flood. No, going about their business as usual. We can be like that. Just a complacency of heart, not really open and expectant of God anymore. And the Lord spoke to us, and so we began to repent and turn our hearts back to him and to acknowledge the hardness that had been in our hearts, to acknowledge how we've taken control of things ourselves rather than giving him the control, that we've allowed, even in the renewal, to sort of fall into patterns of sin, but also patterns that are just sort of monotony and routine, and self-sufficiency. We're doing it ourselves rather than allowing God to do it in our lives. And so we're repenting before the Lord. It was a very special moment. And then the next day, we did as the psalm said, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. And there our feet were standing in Jerusalem. We went up to Jerusalem. And then in Jerusalem, we went to the upper room where the first Pentecost happened. And in that upper room, we all crammed in there, all 200 of us or so. It's quite a big room, as big as this or bigger. So we just began to praise the Lord. We had an hour and a half in the upper room. Well, you can't think of another place in the world where you'd expect an anointing of the Spirit, huh? Where the first one happened. And so there we were. It was so beautiful. All these different nations of the world being one, as it was at the first Pentecost. One voice, one language of praise to God, giving glory to Him and receiving His Holy Spirit. And this name may not mean much to you, but it does to those who have been around a long time in the renewal. Bruce Yoakam, one of the early prophets of the renewal, he was present. And he came forward and gave a very simple prophecy that really electrified the whole gathering. It was just something like this. Not the exact words, but it was more or less like this. My people, I have already given you my Holy Spirit. My people, I will continue to give you my Holy Spirit. Again and again and again. My heart is inexhaustibly in love with you. My love cannot be exhausted. I continue to pour my Spirit out upon you, my people. It was all full of hope. And then after that, there was another word that came forward that complemented it, which said that, yes, there is this perpetual Pentecost offered by God. But we must have the heart like the Blessed Virgin Mary. The heart that says yes to God. Let it be done to me according to your will. To surrender to God and to the outpouring of His Holy Spirit. So it is with expectant faith that we gather here tonight. It's with a joyful expectancy at the beginning of Advent that God will do a new work in us. Now, throughout that consultation, we had the sense that we're only just at the beginning of what God wants to do through His Holy Spirit in the church today. That there's so many new things that He wants to do. And the image came forward from one of the books of the Old Testament where the prophet speaks about, yes, you've received the autumn rain, but now you're going to receive the spring rain. A new rain is going to come upon the earth. The rain of the Spirit will come in a new way that will bring about even greater miracles than what we have seen already. That will empower us in deeper conversion than what we have come to already. That God is not finished with us. And so coming into Advent and in this Life in the Spirit seminar that we're going through now, let's have joyful, expectant hearts. Let's have hearts that are ready. I use the image of the light coming on. And the Lord wants that light to come on in the hearts of each one of us. As it said in the second reading, which by the way was the word that converted St. Augustine. Remember when St. Augustine went out into the garden after he'd been struggling with lust and the powers of evil in his life and he couldn't break free? He went out and he heard the words tole lege, take and read, take and read. It was some children just singing a song he'd never heard before. He thought that must mean take up the New Testament. So he did, he picked it up. And he opened it up randomly and it was that text that he came upon. No longer stay under the cover of darkness and do the things that you like to do under the cover of darkness. But come out and appear in the light, in the truth of God. No longer ways of debauchery and licentiousness and wrangling and jealousy. But arm yourself with Christ Jesus. Clothe yourself in Christ. You see, that's the way we become ready for the coming of the Lord. If our hearts are to be ready for all that God wants to pour out in these days, we must repent. We must turn back to Him as we felt when we had that experience in the upper room. So also here, the Lord would speak to our hearts. If there's anything you're doing under the cover of darkness, you need to repent of it, go to the sacrament of reconciliation, and come out into the light. Walk in the light. It said in the first reading, O house of Jacob, walk now in the light. That's what we want to be, the people who walk in the light of Christ. Let His light fill our hearts. Now, when we sung the psalm, it was about the peace of Jerusalem. Peace come to us. How does peace come to the heart? It comes through repentance. It comes through allowing the Spirit to break open my heart before God and to acknowledge the truth of what's gone wrong within me, to allow the disorders that are still in my heart to be dealt with by God Himself. As I repent and receive His forgiveness and His mercy. He so much wants to renew us and to empower us and to strengthen us as a church. If we walk around laden within ourselves by so many burdens of sinful patterns, this cannot happen. So it's always good to have your heart cleansed and made new through this gift of repentance. And so don't be afraid at the beginning of Advent. Now is the time to come to peace. Now is the time for the peace of Jerusalem to descend here. You don't have to go to Jerusalem physically like I did. Right here, everything is available. And so much more is available to us because God is here in our midst. And He loves you completely and totally and unconditionally. As it said in that word, His love is inexhaustible. And His eyes upon you. And He calls you this night to Himself and wants to fill each of us. Let's enter into this time as we move towards Christmas with a joyful expectancy, with an eager waiting upon God for a new work of His Spirit in our midst as we do this Life in the Spirit seminar. We're preparing for a new outpouring of God's love and power, and He has promised it, that He will do it. But He needs us to cooperate. He needs us to prepare our hearts well through genuine repentance and a genuine yes with the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let it be done to me according to your will. And bless His name.